Conditional use number 1771, revised site plan, Swain's Private Road.
This was a conditional use for mini storage and boat and RV storage, which was approved June 9th of 2009. That approval is valid until January 1st of 2016. Parcel contains 8.4 acres, zoned AR1. At the public hearing, the applicant presented the application with ingress and egress to the site was going to be from the Swain's Private Road. The owner would now like consideration from the commission to allow ingress and egress to the site from County Road 225. Deldots issued an entrance approval letter and a letter of no objection to record. They were both dated February 5th of this year. The commission needs to determine if this would warrant a new conditional use application. I reviewed the minutes of the March 26, 2009 meeting. There were three people present that spoke in opposition to the application. They raised concerns about traffic safety and the narrowness of Swain's Private Road. And as of today, neither preliminary nor final approval has been granted by the commission or the staff. And we provided you a sketch drawing of the proposed relocated entrance. That was not part of the application either.
What's on either side of that proposed entrance? Are there houses there? Do you know?
Bring it back.
I mean, it was strip lots.
Single family. I don't know if there's any improvements on them or not.
It's going through one lot.
He's talking about, I can't read the dimension, but it's a wider lot maintaining the entrance through the middle. So it ends up to be residual lands possibly going to his neighbor or residual lands on both sides of the easement going for a buffer. That's a possibility.
Right,
the survey in front of me. I think the survey shows what it's in.
Well, that lot number, it's 14 here. I mean, it doesn't.
This is half lot.
I don't remember the application. I know Swain's Road very well, and it's very narrow, and this is probably a very good idea. But I think they ought to come back and talk to us about what they're doing.
Well, if we brought it before the commission to ask if you felt there was a need for it to go back to public hearing to be able to include this portion of land off of 225 as a part of the conditional use. Or do you feel it's appropriate to approve it as access to the conditional use for the mini storage and book store without a conditional use? Basically, that's the question.
But I have access
to the question. We're not asking for approval of any site plan yet. Before he goes that step, is he going to have to go for a conditional use again, including that portion? Or is this appropriate just because Deldot granted easement to use that portion of that property to access the facility? I don't know how else to describe it.
We got to have access somewhere.
Yeah, we only had access.
Well, they've been granted Swain Road access.
That was the controversy of one of the issues, the controversy of the public hearing was the access to Swain Road.
My only concern is
several parcels on it, but they're larger parcels.
But the people on the lots immediately adjacent to where this entrance is now proposed didn't bargain for that.
Not really, I agree.
They didn't bargain to be next to the entrance.
Right.
And that would be my only concern. I would feel a lot better if they had a letter from that person that said they don't object to it or something like that, simply because that, again, they had a public hearing and it was, this person had the, whoever it is, had the opportunity to say something about how it affected them. This changes significantly that person, that particular lot owner's situation, in my mind, because now they're right next to the entrance. Last time they were all the way on the other end,
correct?
And that may not have been an issue. And I'm a little concerned about that person not having the opportunity to weigh in on the change. That's my only concern.
Well, why, that's why we came and asked. We didn't want to go around and say, you gotta have a new conditional use. Being dealt out 30 grand entry location, we want to bring it forward to commission to see what their opinion was.
I would like to see this again.
Is there anyone to go back to public hearing?
All right.
That's how you say you would need it, if you say we go back to public hearing.
I'd like to see it go back.
They may have already blocked.
So my motion would be for denial of this, for it to come back as a, my motion would be for denial of Charles Allman, CU, 1771 revised site plan on Swain's private road.
Question?
Go.
If we turn that down, they choose not to come back to, with a separate entrance, then they would have the approved.
They still can come back with the entrance.
With the Swain Road.
Swain Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're not denying him an opportunity to use that property that was previously approved. We're just saying, if you want to change your location, you gotta go through this process.
Correct. I mean, it looks to me like a good idea, but I don't own that lot right there.
Agreed.
So what I would say is that you made a recommendation of denial of the request.
Yes.
And suggest that the applicant reapply for a new conditional use.
And I second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to deny the request made by the revised site plan for Charles Allman with a recommendation that it, to engage in the public hearing process again. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.